an honest effort with all those colleagues of a British, of a unionist tradition who charge the union.
That's Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill. She'll hold the position jointly with a deputy first minister, the DUP's Emma Little-Pengelly. It means devolved government is back in Northern Ireland for the first time in 2 years after the DUP walked out of Stormont in protest at post-Brexit trade rules. Iraq's military is warning US strikes there and in Syria could lead to dire consequences. Iraqi authorities say 16 people have been killed in attacks by America who are responding to last Sunday's drone attack on a US military base. It's understood the man accused of a chemical attack on a mother and her two young children in South London was in a relationship with the woman. 35-year-old Abdul Azedi is being urged by police to hand himself in after going on the run following the incident in Clapham on Wednesday. Three people have been injured after a stabbing at one of Paris's main train stations. Police say the attacker was arrested at Gare de Lyon this morning. In sport, England are 17-14 behind heading into the second half of their Rugby Union Six Nations opener against Italy in Rome. Scotland take on Wales in Cardiff later. They're the favourites, largely down to the form of captain Finn Russell. He's not underestimating the Welsh, though.
With the Welsh side being a slightly different side to the previous years, I think people would think that Scotland are potentially favourites. However, I don't view it like that. I think we've not won here in 22 years, so that kind of shows that it's obviously not an easy place for us to come and win.
And in football, Everton snatched a late 2-2 draw at home to Tottenham in the Premier League. Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic were held 1-1 by managerless Aberdeen earlier. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, how you doing this Saturday afternoon? It's 2 minutes past three. Thanks, as always, to Spencer for the last 3 hours and the weekend one for the next 3 hours. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. A very good afternoon to you.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a dry Saturday across our area, and despite the odd bright spell here and there, it's mostly been cloudy. The cloud has thickened this afternoon, and we might see the odd bit of light rain and drizzle here and there. But it's very mild. Maximum temperature this afternoon, 30 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be overcast at first with patchy light rain and drizzle, but overnight gradually becoming drier with cloud breaks eventually developing. It will stay breezy and rather mild. Minimum temperature overnight, 6 degrees Celsius. Sunday is likely to be generally cloudy. A brace of light rain and drizzle at times, but it will be dry in the afternoon and then probably a bright spell here and there. Windy but mild once again. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 12 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Your love hurts.
1980s classic from Carly Simon. That was Why. A very good afternoon to you. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport on Saturday, the 3rd of February 2024. In rugby union, the Six Nations is underway. A stunning victory for Ireland in France last night in the opening game. Italy versus England is currently going on, and I can tell you the Italians are currently in the lead. It's half time at the moment, and Italy are winning 17-14. I'll keep tabs on that. We've also got Wales playing Scotland later on. I'll have a full round up in the final hour of the local rugby results as well. Football. We've got the Premier League, Scottish Championship, various other things. In the EFL, we have a feature game, Leighton Orient versus Carlisle United in League One. Jaden Christie is our man at Brisbane Road covering that one. And a couple of other feature matches. Jack Patmore is at New Lodge, where Billericay Town are looking to continue their push for a playoff spot. Folkestone in Victor are the visitors there this afternoon. And Andy Gardner has popped down to London E7. The old spotted dog round in Forest Gate, where Clapton Community are taking on Hutton in the third London Division 1 South. We will have half-time and full-time reports from all of those matches and a round-up of everything else going on in football. News from cricket and the second test between India and England as well. Racing going on. Afternoon meetings at Musselburgh, Sandown and Weatherby. Evening ones at Wolverhampton and Kempton. Some results from those. And a pile of great music in between as well. And it's live until six.
Everybody's in the- flying by now, but I feel so glued to the ground. I look around, everybody's in the same boat, so let go and know that you're not alone. For I'd have it all figured out, but feels like my world's upside down when nothing feels like home. It's good to know that you're not alone.
That's the cover song from Cat Burns, and it's called Know That You're Not Alone. So I'm going to focus on rugby union first off this week. Instead of football, I'll come on to that shortly, because it's Six Nations time again, and the 2024 tournament got underway last night at Stade Velodrome in Marseille, and what a victory for Ireland over their hosts, France, their biggest ever win on French soil. Ireland won by 38 points to 17 as they look to defend the title they won last year, and they really did it in style thanks to tries from Gibson Park, Ben Nash, Sheehan and Kelleher. Now, Ireland did have a man advantage because France's Paul Willems was sent off after only half an hour of the match, but nonetheless it was a very impressive victory from Ireland, and they will be full of confidence going into their other matches. This afternoon, Ireland kick off their campaign. England have kicked off their campaign in Rome against Italy. And just to remind you, Italy have never beaten England, but they've put in a really impressive, by all accounts, first half performance. It's half time at the moment, and the current score is Italy 17, England 14. So Steve Borthwick's side have a mountain to climb in that one. There's a couple of people, a couple of guys making their debuts for England. Flanker Ethan Root and also centre Fraser Dingwall. They are in the side for the first time. And Borthwick is without the services of his currently former skipper Andy Farrell, who is taking a self-imposed break from international rugby. Later on in Cardiff, Wales take on Scotland, where the Scots will be looking to end their hoodoo. They haven't triumphed over Wales in Cardiff since the 2002 tournament. They get underway at a quarter to five. I shall be back very shortly with news of what's gone on in the football so far today.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talfourd Solicitors have it covered. Find out out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
So I'm going to talk football now, and first of all, focus on what happened last night. It was a match at Ashton Gate in the Championship where Bristol City hosted Leeds United, and Leeds moved up to second place, at least for the time being, as they beat their host by a goal to nil. Wilfried Nonto scoring the only goal of the match just after the start of the second half. However, Leeds have played 30. Ipswich Town, who dropped to third, and Southampton, just a point behind them, are both have two games in hand on Leeds, so things could change. I did notice that Ipswich have fallen behind already this afternoon. They are actually 2-0 down at Preston North End. I'll run through the 3 o'clock kickoffs this afternoon in a while after I've run through what else happened yesterday. And at lunchtime today, yesterday there were matches in the Africa Cup of Nations, which is now at the quarter final stage, and Nigeria put their place in the semis with a 1-0 win over Angola, and the Congo beat Guinea 3-1 to also make it through to the last four. Meanwhile, in the Asian Cup yesterday, Jordan beat Tajikistan by a goal to nil, and Australia out. They were beaten 2-1 by South Korea, who now go through to the semi-finals. So, on to today's early kickoffs, and in the Premier League, there was a lunchtime match at Goodison Park, where Everton faced Tottenham Hotspur, and Richarlison returned to Merseyside to haunt his former club. He scored twice for Spurs. He put them ahead in the fourth minute, and there was an equaliser for Everton. Jack Harrison levelled after half an hour, but Richarlison made it 2-1 against the run of play, by all accounts, in the 41st minute. But just as it looked like the North Londoners were heading for a victory, Jarrod Branthwaite scored a dramatic equaliser deep into injury time in the 94th minute, to be precise, to give Sean Dyche's side a much-needed point, one which, for the time being, at least has taken them out of the bottom four and consigned Luton back into the relegation zone, because they're both on 19 points, the Toffees and the Hatters, but Everton have a superior goal difference. Also this lunchtime, in the Scottish Premiership, leaders and champions Celtic travel to Pittodrie to face Aberdeen, and what was described as a wasteful performance by them finished Aberdeen at 1, Celtic 1. Bojan Miovski puts the Dons in the lead 5 minutes into the second half, but Nicholas Kuhn scored his first goal for Celtic on 63 minutes, and it ended up finishing at 1 apiece. And there was an early kickoff today, the only match today in the FA Women's Super League, and it finished Aston Villa Women 2, Bristol City Women 2. Nobbs and Leon, the scores for Villa, and Thestrup and Jones finding the net for Bristol City. There's been another quarterfinal in the Asian Cup already taken place today, and Iran put out Japan, the Iranians winning by 2-1 to put their place in the semis. The other quarterfinal takes place when it starts very shortly at 3:30 British time, Qatar versus Uzbekistan. And in League One VFL, there was a lunchtime kickoff, and this was Oxford United versus Reading, something of a local derby. Both of those sides needing points for very different reasons, and they had a point each as it finished one piece in that one. And Mark Harris scored his eighth goal of the season just before, just after the half hour mark to put Oxford United in the league. But Kieran Brown of Oxford United put the ball in his own net 40 minutes from time, and that ensured a point for Crisis Club at Reading. There was also one lunchtime kickoff in EFL League 2. And Newport County, who put in such an impressive performance against Manchester United in the FA Cup last Sunday afternoon before eventually losing 4-2, hosted Swindon Town and finished Newport 2, Swindon 1. The home side coming from behind. Paul Glatzel scored his first goal for Swindon just after half-time. And Evans scored for Newport. He equalised in the 53rd minute. Will Evans, that is. And the winner was scored by Seb Palmer-Holden, 16 minutes from time, to give the Welsh side all 3 points. I will move on to the 3 o'clock kickoffs. What's happening in those so far very soon. But first off, with the time coming up to 25 minutes past three, we are going to take a look at the travel situation.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Quite a few issues on the roads across our area this afternoon. It was very slow as I was coming in on the A128 up towards Brentwood in Heringate, where there's currently traffic. Roadworks, and so there are temporary traffic lights in operation there. I think the situation has now eased slightly, though. And elsewhere, over in Billericay, the High Street is busy between Sun Street and the junction for Western Road and Norsey Road. A few things further afield as well. M11 Londonbound currently busy between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for North Circular. M11 Londonbound is also busy between Junction 7 for Harlow and Junction 6 for the M25. If you're in Stanford Le Hope this afternoon, just be aware that on the Sorrels, both lanes are currently closed around the Co-op store there due to a collision. Chipionga, there is currently slow moving traffic on the High Street northbound towards the A414 Chelmsford Road. And the A1245 southbound currently has slow moving traffic between London Road, the A129, and the Fair Glen interchange to get onto the A127. And talking of the A127, the eastbound carriageway is currently busy between Rainy Weir and Progress Road. Thundersley, slow moving traffic on Rainy Road southbound between Rainy Weir and Dorseys Road. Hadley is currently busy on London Road, the A13 westbound between Eastwood Road and Rainy Road. If you're in Malden this afternoon, slow moving traffic on the causeway between the Malden bypass and the street. Rainy's busy on Webster's Way and the High Street at the moment. North Weald is currently slow on Kings Lane, the A414 between Woody Lane and the roundabout at Junction 7 of the M11. And finally for now, a few hotspots in Chelmsford this afternoon. Slow moving traffic on Vectory Lane between Chelmer Valley Road and New Street. Springfield Road a bit busy, and High Bridge Road between Parkway and Victoria Road. And on the approaches to the Army and Navy roundabout, Van Diemen's Road, Baddow Road and the Baddow Bypass currently a bit busy. Public transport, C2C trains. There are engineering works going on today between Liverpool Street and Barking, so services have been diverted to Fenchurch Street and will not call at Stratford, but according additionally of West Ham, you can use your tickets on the Jubilee line between Stratford and West Ham. And there are no services all of this weekend due to works between Liverpool Street and Shenfield. That is affecting services on both Greater Anglia and the Elizabeth Line. There was also no service on London Overground. This is all weekend between Romford and Upminster. If you're travelling into London, there are some minor delays currently on the Central Circle and District and also the Metropolitan Lines. We'll have another update around about 1 hour from now. Eagles in the long run. Just gone half past three on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Good to have you along on this Saturday afternoon. In the Six Nations of Rugby Union, I can tell you England are edging their way in front against their host Italy at Rome Stadio Olimpico. It is now Italy 17, England 21. Thanks to a try which was scored by Alex Mitchell just after the restart. So moving on to football, because we've got a lot of catching up to do with what's going on in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. Premier League, there are three 3 o'clock kickoffs this afternoon. Old rivals Brighton and Hove Albion and Crystal Palace facing each other at the Amex this afternoon. And first blood to the Seagulls, Lewis Dunk, an England centre-half. He put the Seagulls ahead in only the third minute, and it remains 1-0. Great start for Fulham, away to struggling Burnley this afternoon. Joao Palhinha puts Fulham ahead on 18 minutes, and Rodrigo Muniz added a second for Marco Silva's men 3 minutes later at Turf Moor, and Fulham are still winning by 2-0. Newcastle United, they are hosting Luton Town at St James's Park this afternoon. Sean Longstaff put the Magpies in front in the 7th minute. Luton equalised through Gabriel Osho in the 21st, but just 2 minutes later, Longstaff scored it his and Newcastle second, and they're still leading at the moment. It's 5:30 kickoff, and Sheffield United facing Aston Villa at Bramall Lane. So, on to the Championship, and a great start for leaders Leicester City away to Stoke this afternoon. Goals just before the half hour mark from Patson Daka and Casey McAteer have given Leicester a 2-0 lead there. As it stands, Southampton will move up to second. Away to struggling Rotherham this afternoon, and Jan Bednarik has given the Saints the lead in the 4th minute. And a dreadful start for Ipswich Town, looking to bounce back after their FA Cup humiliation last weekend at the hands of National League Southside Maidstone United. They have gone 2-0 down at Deepdale early doors. Will Keane gave Preston the lead in only the 5th minute, and an own goal by the Tractor Boys, George Edmondson, 3 minutes later has given Preston a 2-0 lead. There's also been a goal in a match between Hull City, currently pushing to get into the playoff spot, against Millwall. Jaden Philogene Bidas has given the Tigers the lead. That was in only the 5th minute. The only other goal so far in the Championship has come down in South Wales, where Swansea are playing Plymouth, and Plymouth goals Morgan Whittaker has given his side the lead in the 18th minute. So, on to Sky Bet League One, where we have a featured match, of course, this afternoon, and it's not gone too well for Leighton Orient so far. They've had some fine results recently, which have taken them into the top half of the table, and they're up against struggling Carlisle United this afternoon at Brisbane Road. But Josh Vaylor has given Carlisle the lead in the 21st minute. We'll hear all about that from Jadon Christie at half time. Elsewhere in League One, it's currently Bolton nil, Barnsley 1. Devante Cole for Barnsley in the 5th minute. Derby going well, starting the day in the playoff spots. They are away to company managerless Charlton Athletic, and they have just gone into a 1-0 lead, actually, Derby. Nathaniel Mendes-Lang just after the half-hour mark. Wycombe Wanderers are 2-0 up at Cheltenham, thanks to goals from Jack Grimmer and Gareth McCleary. Bristol Rovers away to Exeter, sort of M5 derby of sorts, I suppose, and Rovers have gone into a 1-0 lead. Brandon Aguilera after 50 minutes for the Pirates. Bottom club Fleetwood Town hosting Port Vale, currently just above the drop zone. Rumours which have been denied this week that Robbie Williams is looking to buy the club and do a Wrexham there, but apparently not a lot of truth in them. And Vale find themselves 1-0 down this afternoon against the bottom side, for whom Jaden Stockley has scored in the 8th minute. Wigan Athletic have got a goal up away to Peterborough United, as I'm pushing for promotion. Fellow Asgard has put Wigan ahead in the 21st minute there. Leaders Portsmouth 2, Northampton 0, Connor O'Gorman Ogilvy in the 7th minute and Paddy Lane in the 16th has given Pompey a two-goal cushion. Shrewsbury Town, they were at home to Cambridge United, and Shrewsbury took the lead through Daniel Udo on 12 minutes, but shortly afterwards, Lyle Taylor equalised for Cambridge. The other matches in League One are currently goalless. Meanwhile, in League Two, Colchester United, they are in action at the Community Stadium against fellow strugglers Forest Green Rovers, and it's been a dreadful start for the Ewes. Matthew Stevens and Christian Deutsch scored in the 11th and 27th minutes, respectively, to give the Gloucestershire side a 2-0 lead. Elsewhere in League One, it's currently Crawley Town 1, Morecambe 1. Harry Forster put Crawley ahead on 17. Jake Garner equalised a few minutes ago for Morecambe. And it's Mansfield Town at 1, Notts County 0. Two sides looking to be in the promotion mix. Davis Kayla Dunn has put Nigel Glove's Mansfield in the lead in the 8th minute. Salford City 2, Wrexham 0. Theo Vassell after 6 minutes and Elliot Watt after 16 were the scorers for Salford. Leaders Stockport are at home to Harrogate Town, but the visitors took the lead after 17 minutes through Dean Cornelius, but Connor Lemonhay Evans equalised for Stockport on the half. Mark, the other games in League 2, which kicks off at 3 o'clock, are currently goalless. And so we move on to the National League, where Dagenham and Redbridge have travelled to Rochdale this afternoon, and they're 1-0 up to Spotland. Idi Effiong put the Daggers ahead after 9 minutes up there. Southend United are at home to Gateshead. It's currently 0-0 at Roots Hall. National League South, and Braintree Town looking to force their way back into the playoff positions. They are at home to struggling Dover Athletic this afternoon. And what a match they've had so far. It's currently Braintree 3, Dover 0. Jaden Davis put Braintree ahead in the 9th minute, and further goals from Ben Tompkins on 22 minutes and Aaron Blair on 38 have given Angelo Harrop's side a 3-goal cushion. Meanwhile, Averley and Worthing, two sides in the playoff spots, they are facing each other at Parkside this afternoon. Not got a score from that one so far. I'll try and find out what's going on in a while. Chelmsford City, meanwhile, are a side in very impressive form, and they have travelled to the bottom club, having at Waterlooville this afternoon, and they've gone a goal ahead. Again, I'm not sure of the goal scorer there, but I will try and find out in due course. Moving swiftly on to the Isthmian Premier League, and in our featured match this afternoon, Billericay Town versus Folkestone Invicta. It's been a dreadful start for Billericay, who could actually go second today, but they've got a mountain to climb as they've gone 2-0 down in the first half against Folkestone Invicta. Invicta scored from the penalty spot just after the half hour, and they made it 2-0 on 36 minutes. Meanwhile, Hornchurch, the league leaders, have a new manager. Darryl McMahon, the former Dagenham and Redbridge boss, has taken over at Bridge Avenue, and he is in charge of them for the first time this afternoon, having replaced Steve Morrison, who of course left recently, to take charge at League 2 Sutton United. It is currently Hornchurch 0, Cheshire 0. Elsewhere, Canvey Island are at home to Enfield Town this afternoon. No goals down at Park Lane. Hashtag United, who had a really impressive win in midweek to end their recent disappointing run of results. They are at home to Horsham this afternoon, and Pedro Carvalho has given the Tags the lead on 27 minutes. They're currently winning by a goal to nil. And elsewhere, Concord Rangers looking to push their way out of trouble. They are away to Potters Bar Town this afternoon, but the Beach Boys fell behind in only the 4th minute when the Hertfordshire side scored. Moving on to the Isthmian North, and Basildon United have a new manager in charge, Chris Taylor, replacing AJ Ashanike, who left the club after only around 6 weeks in charge. And Taylor is facing his former club, Witham Town, this afternoon in his first game in charge. And he's gone, he's seen his new side go a goal ahead. Clyde Zimatsi has given the Bees the lead after 14 minutes down at Gardiner's Close. Meanwhile, Brightling Sea Region are home to Bury Town, and they are 1-0 down. Samar Ramadan, very prolific scorer from Bury Town. He gave them the lead after 7 minutes. Morden Tiptree away to Enfield, no goals in that one. Bramble Town have travelled up to Norfolk to take on Goulston, and Brent behind in the 12th minute, but Becky McKenzie has just equalised for them in the 40th minute, so it's currently 1-0 piece in that one. Grays Athletic at home to Wroxham. They are 1-0 down. Wroxham scored in the 8th minute. No goals in the match between Haybridge Swifts and New Salamis. Redbridge, tough game for them this afternoon. They're at home to the 2nd placed Felixstowe and Walton United, who took the lead in the 35th minute, and it's still 1-0 in that one. Bowes and Pitsy are away to Stowmarket Town. The only side in the league, rock bottom of the table, the only side in the league without a win so far this season. But as it stands, Stowmarket winning 1-0. They scored in only the 3rd minute there. And also, Walthamstow, they're at home to league leaders Lowestoft Town, and it's currently 2 apiece. Bilal Sayoud gave Stowe the lead in the 2nd minute. Lowestoft equalised shortly afterwards, and they went 2-1 up after 70 minutes, but just before the half hour, Kamandi Thomas scored a second for Walthamstow, so scores a level at the moment. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey, well, they have only had one win in their last 6 league games. They are still just about in the playoff spot in 5th place. They are hosting Kidlington at Capershot this afternoon. Not got any details of that one at the moment, though. And time for a short break now, with the time at 4:15 already.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen, or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from Steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I can tell you that Leighton Orient, in one of our featured matches, have equalised against Carlisle United at Brisbane Road. I'll take a look at that in more detail in just a few moments. First of all, though, I'm just going to run through the Scottish Premiership. I mentioned earlier that the lunchtime kickoff ended with a one-all draw between Aberdeen and current champions Celtic. And it's currently Dundee 1, Heart of Midlothian 0. Jordan McGee putting Dundee 1-0 up against Hearts in the 26th minute. And it's Hibernian 0, St Mirren 3 currently at Easter Road. 1-1 between Motherwell and Kilmarnock, who took the lead in the 13th minute through Lewis Mayo. Theolonius Bear equalised for Motherwell in the 38th minute. Meanwhile, at Ibrox, it's Rangers 1, Livingston 0. Fabio Silva for the Girls 4 minutes before half time. And St Johnstone have taken the lead away to Ross County. Benjamin Kimpioka scoring for St Johnstone after 34 minutes. So getting back to the other 3 o'clock kickoffs, the first half times coming through already, and I'm going to start running through those in a moment, but some more goal updates in the meantime. In the National League, it's currently Dorking Wanderers 0, AFC Far 1. I mentioned that Chelmsford City have gone 1-0 up away to Havant Wards Louville in the National League South. That goal was scored in the 35th minute, and Charlie Ruff, who really can't stop scoring for the Clavers at the moment, he is the man who has put them ahead. National League, it's currently Eastleigh 0, Leaders Chesterfield 1. And elsewhere, it is currently, I'm trying to find where I was up to. Yeah, Leighton Orient 1, Carlisle United 1. Shaqai Ford has equalised for the O's 5 minutes before the break. We'll hear all about that from Jaden in a while. Wrexham have pulled one back at Salford City in League 2 thanks to Sam Dorby, former Southend United striker, who scored for them in the 41st minute, but Salford still winning by 2 goals. To one. Absolute nightmare first half for Ipswich Town at Preston North End. They are 3-0 down going in towards half time. Will Keane has scored his and Preston's his second and Preston's third 6 minutes before half time. In the Championship at Vicarage Road, is Watford 0, Cardiff City 1. Josh Bowler for the Bluebirds on 43 minutes. Bowers and Pitsy have equalised at Stowe Market Town in Eastbourne North. Benes Vavida just before half time there. And Kidderminster Harriers 0, Oxford City 2. That is something of a relegation scrap in the National League. Joshua Parker has scored both of Oxford City's goals. And the Daggers have conceded an equaliser. Rochdale 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 1. Tyrese Sinclair equalising for Rochdale 5 minutes before the break in that National League game. First half time scores are now coming through. And in League 2, it's Sutton United 0, Doncaster Rovers 0. AFC Fylde 2-0 up at Dorking Wanderers in the National League. Concord Rangers are now 2-0 down at Potterswell Town in the Isthmian Premier League. In the Isthmian North, a couple of half times, no goals. It's Grady Road, it's Haybridge Swifts 0, New Salami 0. And at the break, it's Brightling Sea Region 0, Bury Town 1. Isthmian Premier League, hashtag United 1, Horsham 0. That is also a half-time score. And elsewhere, It's been in Norfitt, Enfield 0, Maldon and Tiptree 0. A couple of half times from the Championship, both of them goalless. It's 0-0 between Blackburn Rovers and Queen's Park Rangers, and also Carrow Road, where Norwich City are playing Coventry City. A couple of half times from League 1, it's Exeter 0, Bristol Rovers 1 and Fleetwood 1, Port Vale 0. League 2, it's goalless at the break between Accrington Stanley and Grimsby Town, and it's Crawley 1, Morecambe 1. Scottish Premiership at half time, it's Ross County 0, St Johnstone 1. In the ESPN Premier League, Hornchurch 0, Cheshire 0 is a half time score. ESPN North, Basildon United 2, Witham Town 0. A great start for their new manager, Samir Ali, scoring Basildon second after 45 minutes. That one is still going on. It's coming in first half injury time. And it's Stowmarket Town, Bowers and Pitsy 1 half time, also at ESPN North. Eastbourne Premier League, no goals in the first half down at Park Lane. It's goalless between Canvey Island and Brentwood Town. Eastbourne North, Goulston 1, Brentwood Town 1 is a half-time score, as is Walthamstow 2, Lowestoft Town, the leaders 2. Premier League, great first half for Fulham at Turf Moor. They are 2-0 up at the break against struggling Burnley. And in the Championship, Huddersfield Town, who sacked their manager Darren Moore after only being in charge since September this week, he won just 3 of his 23 matches in charge after replacing Neil Warnock, former manager of West Bromwich Albion, Doncaster Rovers and Sheffield Wednesday, who he took out from the League One playoffs last season. But it is all over for him at Huddersfield, and they are looking for a new manager. Ironically, they're playing one of Moore's previous clubs that he managed, Sheffield Wednesday, this afternoon, and that's a real relegation scrap, that one, and it's currently goalless. Elsewhere in the Championship, it's Stoke City 0, Leicester City 2, Swansea City 0, Plymouth Argyle 1, Watford 0, Cardiff City 1 is also now confirmed as a half-time score. League 1 at the break, it's Burton Albion 0, Lincoln City 0. League 2 at half-time, it's Barrow 0, MK Dons 0, and also Mansfield Town 1, North County 0. Rangers have doubled their lead against Livingston at Ibrox in the Scottish Premiership. Rabbi Matondo scoring in injury time to double their lead, and that is now confirmed as a half-time score. National League at the break of the Hive, North London Derby between Barnet and Wealdstown, and Barnet 1-0 up thanks to a 13th minute goal from Callum Stead. Elsewhere in the National League, no goals at Roots Hall in the first half between Southend United and Gateshead, and it's Solihull Moors 0, Altrincham 1. That is also a half time score. Elsewhere at half time, and in the ESPN North, it's Grays Athletic 0, Wroxham 1. A couple from League 1, it's Cheltenham Town 0, Wycombe Wanderers 2 and Shrewsbury Town 1, Cambridge United 1. And in League 2 at the break, no goals at Valley Parade between Bradford City and AFC Wimbledon. Salford City 2, Wrexham 1 and Tranmere 0, Crewe 0. They are half-time scores also in League 2. Scottish Premiership at the break, it's Hibernian 0, St Mirren 1 and Motherwell 1, Kilmarnock 1. Woking 0, Bournemouth 1 is another half-time score from the National League. And elsewhere, Concord Rangers 2-0 down at Potters Bar Town in the Isbury Premier League at half-time. Sorry about that. Championship at the Hawthorns, local derby between West Bromwich Albion and Birmingham City. That didn't produce any goals in the first half. League 1 at the break is Bolton Wanderers 0, Barnsley 1. And Leighton Orient have turned things around at Brisbane Road thanks to Shaqai Ford, who scored his and the O's second deep into first half injury time. It is now Leighton Orient 2, Carlisle United 1. That is now confirmed as a half-time score. We'll hear from Jaden about that very soon. League Two, half-time at Priestfield, it's Gillingham 0, Walsall 0. National League half-times, Eastleigh 0, Chesterfield 1. Chesterfield leaders, of course. AFC Halifax 1, Aldershot 0. And Kidderminster 0, Oxford City 2. Great first half for Braintree Town in the National League South. They are 3-0 to the good Cressy Road against struggling Dover Athletic. Half-time at Oakside in Easby North, it is Redbridge 0, Felixstowe and Walton United 1. Half-time in the Premier League at the Amex, and at the moment, Bragging Rights are going to Brighton and Hove Albion against their old rivals Crystal Palace, and that is going to deepen the pressure possibly on Roy Hodgson. Lewis Dunk put the Seagulls ahead on 3 minutes, as I mentioned earlier. Jack Hinshaw will double the lead on 33, and just a minute later, Facundo Buonanotte added a third for the Seagulls. In the Championship at half-time, it's Hull 1, Millwall 0, and Rotherham 0, Southampton 2. Scottish Premiership, it is Rangers 2, Livingston 0. Finally got some information about Waltham Abbey versus Kidlington in the Southern League Division 1 Central. Jason Hallett put Abbey lead in the lead on 3 minutes, and that is still the case at the moment. Half-time at Kappa Shots, it's Waltham Abbey 1, Kidlington 0. And in League One, Peterborough 0, Wigan 1 is confirmed as a half-time score, as is Colchester 0, Forest Green 2 in League 2. Dreadful first half for the Ewes up at the Community Stadium. Chelmsford City, thanks to that first half goal from Charlie Ruff, 1-0 up at half-time in the National League South, away to bottom club Haven and Waterlooville. And a great start for Basildon United's manager Chris Taylor so far. Anyway, in the ESPN North, they are 2-0 up at half-time against his old club Witham Sound. Dreadful first half for Ipswich Town away at Preston in the Championship. Preston are winning out 1-3 at the break. League One, Portsmouth leaders 2, Northampton 0. Couple more half times from the National League. Bromley 1, Hartlepool 1, York 1, Maidenhead 1. In our feature match in the Isthmian Premier League, it is currently Billericay Town 0, Folkestone Victor 2. 970 watching that one. And New Lodge, will hear from Jack about that very soon. League Two at the break, Stockport leaders 1, Harrogate Town 1. Late first half goal for Dagenham and Redbridge. Indy Effingham has scored 5 minutes into injury time to put the Daggers 2-1 ahead after Rochdale had equalised in that one. And in League One, it's goalless at the break between Stevenage and Blackpool. Back after the news, it's 4 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.